Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
It is 9:13, celebrating a birthday today. It's the only drummer that basically Deep Purple ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
Throughout all of its lineups?
He was the one consistent. Ian Paice, 72 today.
Great pick for a tune, too.
Here's the hit from 1968. Yes, they did something besides Smoke on the Water.
Ian Gillan singing.
Paice also did some work with Whitesnake.
Well, that's what, yeah. You know, and for a little bit, yeah. Deep Purple had David Coverdale of Whitesnake singing for them.
Right, so there you go.
Although I think the current Deep Purple prefers not to even think of that age.
Well, yeah, I know.
It's okay.
I know. All right, Wall Street mixed right now. NASDAQ is down. S&P 500 is up, and the Dow is up. There was profit taking on Friday. They're coming back a little bit today.
Yeah, I know. Taco.
But if wishes were horses, as they would say. We have two ladies in the studio with us today. Lisa, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
And Allie, how are you?
Good.
Good. All right, Allie and Lisa in the house. Okay. Why are you here? Other than the fact that you brightened our day.
That's right. You've totally brought our day up.
We're here to talk about the Make-A-Wish event, Rafting for Wishes.
Which I have done for the last few years, and it's a wonderful event. And sadly, the actual event on Meredith Bay has got to become virtual this year just because of everything going on.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean it's done.
Correct.
No, not at all. Because Make-A-Wish is such a wonderful organization. It's really, I mean, it's... When you realize what it is that Make-A-Wish does and the smiles that Make-A-Wish brings and the hope that Make-A-Wish brings, it's just such an easy cause to work for.
It is.
You know? It's what got me out on the rafts the last 2-3 years. You know?
We've been trying to get you back in the raft.
Yes, I know, yeah. I know.
Wow. All right, so tell us a little bit about it.
The history of Allie and, like, why she got Make-A-Wish is she's 13 now.
Okay.
And just a little bit after her first birthday, mm-hmm. she was diagnosed with neuroblastoma, which is a solid tumor cancer in her abdomen. So we went up to Dartmouth and mm-hmm. did several sessions of chemotherapy. And then Dartmouth sent us to Boston Children's Hospital, mm-hmm. where she had 2 stem cell transplants. And the stem cell transplant's pretty similar to a bone marrow transplant, except it was her own cells.
Oh, okay.
So she saved her own life 2 times.
Wow.
Nice job.
That's amazing.
After those, we went back to Dartmouth and did some radiation.
Mm-hmm.
So that was all between, like, February and about Thanksgiving of the year she was 1. And then she was NED, which is no evidence of disease. We were like, woohoo! And then almost to the day of diagnosis, back in February of the next year, it came back.
Oh.
So we did another full year of chemotherapy in our home, which was more convenient. Nurses came to our home.
Thank you.
And did the chemo there. We did that for almost a year. And then Dartmouth said, we're at the end of our treatment. We want you to go down to New York City to see Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. So we went down there, and we did, like, a huge, heavy chemo. And then she had, like, a full-day surgery,
mm-hmm.
and then more chemo. And then we did 2 years of antibody treatment, where we went down for a week at a time, and I think we got about 5 sessions in total over the course of the 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And since her big surgery was in January of that year, 10 years ago, so
okay.
About 10 and a half years, she has been cancer-free.
Well, your life has been an adventure,
awesome.
Hasn't it?
Indeed.
Wow.
So we still check in with Sloan Kettering. We actually have a virtual appointment with them later this morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're long-term follow-up care, so they keep track of her growth, and she does have some hearing loss from the chemo, so we keep track of all
of those. Oh, you'd be perfect
things.
For radio. We all have hearing loss.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the place to be.
You're right at home here, Alex.
Yeah. Do we know what causes it to go away and then come back?
Nope. There's
really?
There's just so few kids in the general scope of the world that get cancer that mm-hmm. there's not a ton of research about all of it.
Right.
One of the great things about pediatric cancer is that because so few kids get it, they all work together.
Right.
So the treatment she was getting at Dartmouth, like if we lived in the Midwest, she would have been getting the same treatment because they all talk to each other.
No kidding.
Well, that's awesome.
Well, that's encouraging,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So, ladies of the lake?
Yes. So,
ladies of the lake. I like that.
Yeah. That week or that year where she was getting the chemo at home was when Make-A-Wish came into our life. So, she was doing active treatment, and her dad and I had already taken tons of time off from work. Our works were fantastic.
Yeah.
We had such a great support system.
Mm-hmm.
But they came in, and but we didn't really feel like she was ready to go on a big trip. She was only 2 at the time as well.
Right.
So, and she couldn't really go out when she had her transplants. We were in quarantine.
Yeah, sure, sure.
So nobody could come in. We couldn't go out.
Well, no germs. Keep it all out. Yeah.
Yeah. And so she wished for a playhouse. So because we couldn't go out, we brought the playground to her. And she can tell you what her playhouse is like.
Tell me about the playhouse.
Let's hear about this.
So it's a 2-story playhouse in my backyard. It has working windows and skylights. And it's made to look like my real house on the outside.
Aww.
But it's all pink and purple on the inside.
So it looks like your ideal house.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has a balcony on the 2nd floor that goes out to a slide. You can slide down. And we have a comfy swing below the balcony that I like to sit out and read on.
You love it, don't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know,
I think I'd love it.
I got to be honest with you. So many wishes are, well, okay, I went to the fire department. Okay, and then when it was done, it was done. Oh, I went to a big amusement park in Florida. But when it was done, it was done. You have this forever.
Yeah.
And that's so awesome.
Is there now you've got the playhouse, 2-story. As you get older, we all do, as you get older, are you saying, you know what I'd like to have done to this playhouse now? I'd like to have something added.
Yeah.
Okay.
it originally had a regular swing below the slide, but I kind of outgrew that. So we put in the comfy swing, and it had like a play kitchen inside, and we got rid of that, and we put in a giant bean bag.
Oh, wow.
For hanging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you were done with the play kitchen stuff.
Well, I was just waiting for it here to say, and I've got a propane stove and a stainless steel refrigerator. Yeah. And I come home every once in a while, but other than that,
I'll be out in the other house.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be in the summer house.
Well, that's awesome. So, I mean, you've really had, like, years of enjoyment from this wish.
Yeah, it's really fun. All my friends want to go see it. Like, can we see your playhouse? Can we see your playhouse? And it's really fun giving them a tour of that.
Wow.
That's awesome. Well, you get to play there.
And congratulations on being free.
Thank you.
Yay. Is that something that she will always have to live with? Or is it something that you can, quote, unquote, outgrow?
Well, since, the 5-year mark for pediatric cancer, she's considered a survivor.
Okay.
So in the statistics or whatever, so even if it came back again,
yeah,
she would still be considered a survivor because
okay.
she made it for 5 years.
Okay.
We're mostly the long-term effects are she is more susceptible to other cancers as she grows.
Okay.
And then just the long-term, like, your listeners can't see, but she's 13 and isn't the size of a typical 13-year-old. So,
right.
And then her hearing loss and a few other things that are just part of our normal day, so we don't really think about them anymore. But.
Right. Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
And she's got a quick smile. See, there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. But I like the fact, after everything you've been through, you're still quick to smile. Instead of doing, oh, poor me, poor me. You're not doing that.
Make a Wish is definitely part of that.
Yeah, I like that.
Other than her wish, we've also had, like, a great opportunity. They sent us on the Polar Express up north.
Oh, nice.
We got to go to the Pease Trade Port for a day and see some really cool stuff there.
Yep.
That's awesome.
They do a lot of fundraisers, like Rafting for Wishes, which I get to be part of. They do Christmas parties and Breakfast for Wishes. And it just, it's so wonderful to still be part of
that. We don't get to do any of this stuff.
I know. Well, how important is it for you to give back and keep helping Make-A-Wish?
It's really important because being a part of Make-A-Wish now is I get to make gifts for donors who give to Make-A-Wish, so I get to make pottery and cookies, and I get to visit them, and it's wonderful to see how they react when they see someone they've helped so much.
Wow. Wow, and you are now in it for the smiles.
Yes.
Yeah. And the smiles and the joy that you're helping to spread.
And you'll always do this, won't you?
Yes, yeah. I want to do this for as long as I possibly can.
See, I like that. As opposed to, hey, I've done it for a month or two. Okay, great. I'm going to move to something else.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at her and listen to her.
Have you done Rafting for Wishes before?
Yes.
Have you been involved in that? Yeah.
Yeah, we've been for the past few years. We did have to take 1 year off because she had surgery on her ear right before. It was literally like the day before, so we just didn't feel comfortable going up for that.
I get that.
We've had a different partner every year, but this year we are teamed up with the Aqueducts, the Ladies of the Lake.
Nice. And, which they're wonderful, by the
they
way.
They are.
They're wonderful.
I teach up in Laconia.
Oh, okay. I remember talking to them about, maybe it was, they were doing something else, or maybe it was Rafting for Wishes for last year.
Yep, they currently have a raffle going because it's much harder not having the huge event in Merida. So mm-hmm. They've got a raffle going on their Facebook page, looking for some donations there.
What is the Facebook page?
Ladies of the Lake.
Ladies of the Lake.
Okay. So we are having a virtual Rafting for Wishes. So how can people say, listen, I want to help. I want to get involved. Where do we go? What do we do?
If you just head to the New Hampshire Make-A-Wish page, mm-hmm. internet, they will link you right there and look for the Rafting for Wishes event.
Right, and I think in years past, Dave, you could go to like the team that you were supporting and help them, and I'm sure it's probably set up the same way.
It's set up exactly like that.
Okay, that's great. So it's all happening except for actually being on rafts on Merida's Bay.
Yep. It's still on. It's on July 18th.
Yep.
The whole day.
18th. Which is, again, that's traditionally right around the same time that we have it every year. But we wanted to get out ahead of it because we know what happens when the 4th of July comes around. The summer goes and just flies on by, and before we know it, it's Labor Day. So this is a good time now to make a donation and to get yourself involved.
Yes.
You know?
Do we have any idea what any of the monies raised will be earmarked for?
I know that there's over 100 kids right now in New Hampshire waiting for a wish.
Wow.
So on top of being quarantined like the rest of the country, they're also dealing with treatments and things like that. So
right, yeah. Sometimes life doesn't
double whammy.
Yeah, life doesn't stop for when you're in this situation.
I get the sense you were a good patient. You did what you were told and you did it, right?
Yes.
Would you be a good patient?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I am giving blood later this week, so we'll see how
goes. Oh, good. Okay. Oh, good. That'll be just fine.
That's nice, but giving back. I like that. So if you go to Facebook, Ladies of the Lake. I didn't know if it was Aqueducts or Ladies of the Lake.
I think you could probably search for either of them.
Yep. Or you can always go to nh.wish.org.
Yes.
There you go.
is the actual website for Make-A-Wish New Hampshire.
Simple. Yeah. So is there someplace you want to go now? You've done Pease, did the Polar Express. What's next?
I just want to help out as much as I can. So if they want me to go anywhere and just say thank you, I would love to do that.
Boy, if we could bottle what she's got and keep it, that's fabulous.
We'd be set.
Well, I think a lot of people start out like that, but kind of get soured along the way. And the fact she's, look at the smile. Look at
I see no
smile.
Sour. I see no sour.
No, man, that's a great smile. See, and I wish we could all be like that. And maybe after talking to you, maybe we can smile a little bit more. So thank you. We
all
appreciate
right.
that.
We're
going
to get things going. I think we have traditionally had a Binny Media team.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to get things going to raise more funds, raise more awareness. It's such an important thing. The Make-A-Wish people they're awesome.
Well, and because of the pandemic, as you were talking about, stay at home, nonprofits have been shut out.
Yeah.
So far this year,
mm-hmm.
Which is typically their fundraising for golf tournaments,
oh,
or
yeah.
water
everything,
events, nothing.
Yeah.
So the fact that we can help create awareness about this is huge.
Yeah.
So we're happy to do that.
Yeah. We love Make-A-Wish. They bring us smiles. We want to help bring smiles to other kids as well.
All right. That's awesome.
Excellent.
All right.
Allie, Lisa, thanks.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, please, we're on your team.
Yeah, come on.
I don't care if Binny Media has the team.
I mean, so now it's not so scary. Now it's like, okay, I know what's going to happen. We're going to go to the studio. I got my mic. It's okay. You can come back. All right.
Oh, yeah. We'll have you guys in again.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Because, again, July 18th is boom, boom. It's right around the corner. It's going to come fast. So.
He's scary. I'm not. So it's okay.
Oh, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Thank you very much. We have to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.